Coming up, Logan Seavey gets laps in his new late model ride. James McFadden is back in the States and ready to race. And did you know that being teammates often doesn't really mean anything? Let's go. It's Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. The month of April is here, and that means the $20,000 to win Weldon Sterner Memorial presented by Chuck's Auto Parts Solutions at Lincoln Speedway is right around the corner. The 20th anniversary race was originally scheduled for the 2023 racing season, but Mother Nature had other plans. Now the April 20th race is set to be the first Big Pang race of the season in central Pennsylvania. This event is loaded with giveaways for the fans. They're going to do filled tote bags for the first 1,000 fans through the gate. 500 will be available at each of those general admission gates. They're going to do a football toss with cash prizes. They're going to do t-shirts, a pre-race fan zone event, and more. And in addition to the $20,000 winner share, drivers in both the 410 and 358 sprint car divisions will be competing for an increased purse that's spread throughout the field along with additional contingency prizes. It's an absolute no-brainer if you're a race fan or a race team to be at Lincoln Speedway on April 20th. For more information, check out lincolnspeedway.com. Big thanks to the folks at Lincoln for their support of the show. After a six-week break in between races, the Kubota High Limit Sprint Cars are back to racing next Tuesday night at Riverside International Speedway. And one driver who's been missing through the first four races that's going to finally get to debut is James McFadden. His visa issues and traveling to the U.S. from Australia kept him from the first four high limit races between East Bay and Golden Isles. I'd heard a few days ago that everything was finally worked out, and Roth Motorsports shared yesterday that McFadden will be in action this coming weekend. The plan is to race with the World of Outlaws at US 36 and Arrowhead before starting his high limit season next Tuesday. And while McFadden was away, Dominic Selzy filled the seat of the 83 to keep the team in the owner's championship fight, which is what matters for the charter situation at year's end with High Limit. Remember, those top five teams at the end of the season will be guaranteed those first five charters. Selzy finished 12th and 13th at East Bay and 13th and 14th at Golden Isles. And the 83 is currently 14th in the standings. They are 41 points out of that fifth and final charter position, which Corey Day holds at the moment. Missing four races will be too large of a hole for McFadden to dig out of for the Drivers' Championship, but they do still very much have a chance on the owner's side. As we've talked about, though, all of this will be contingent on the Toyota Sprint Car engine being reliable enough for these guys to start building some consistency. Buddy Kofoid in the other Roth car had problems early at Volusia, but has been better as of late with four straight Outlaw top 10s. McFadden will be jumping into a hyper-competitive high-limit field, that's seen three winners in four races and the top 12 in the standings all separated by just 63 points. An interesting side note here about Roth Motorsports that I wanted to bring up today. Do you know they operate their two sprint car teams almost completely separately? Brett Ventura, who keeps McFadden's car, he's the crew chief on McFadden's car, keeps that car in the Indianapolis area, actually in Brownsburg. They have a shop there. While Kofoid's 83 is housed in Knoxville with crew chief Dylan Buswell. So one car in Indy, one car in Knoxville. And this was the case previously with the two Roth cars. One was being kept for a little while, at least at the Casey Kane Racing Shop in North Carolina, while the 83 Junior was out in California. Obviously, the 83 car was running a lot of local shows there. But it's pretty crazy to see both cars now on a national schedule, but still kept apart. In other forms of motorsports, team cars are often very closely tied together, and that's what I was used to with NASCAR. But it's not uncommon for sprint car teams with multiple cars to operate in this way with different shops and different equipment. I've been told that one such top multi-car team at the moment utilizes very different chassis between their two cars. On some level, that makes a bunch of sense with driver preferences, but you'd also think that they'd want to share information. But clearly that wouldn't be possible with varying equipment. Things that worked on one car wouldn't necessarily work on the other one. I've also heard of examples where two teams under one banner basically refuse to share information between the two sides because of the competition aspect. At the end of the day, that teammate is just another car to beat when that green flag drops on the racetrack. Jumping to Logan Seavey and his upcoming dirt late model schedule, we talked late in February about Seavey getting an opportunity to run some super late model shows in 2024, with potentially 12 or 15 races possible. Seavey will be driving a Longhorn with Clements Power owned by Chris Bragg that's got heavy support from Vinny Giuliani. The plan is to debut Seavey in the car with the Flow Racing at Night in America series at Spoon River on May 8th, with then follow-up races at Lincoln on May 9th, that's Lincoln, Illinois, and Brownstown on May 13th. The plan all along was to test CV in the car early in April, and that happened this week at Rocket Raceway Park. Giuliani posted a few photos and video from the test, and CV looked pretty comfortable. I timed the one lap at about 13.7, which is a very reasonable lap for Rocket Raceway Park. And this obviously isn't CV's first time in a dirt late model. If you might remember back to a few years ago, he got to test the Rocket House car at Farmer City. That was after striking up a friendship with Mark Richards during COVID and all of the shutdown and the online racing and all of that. With CV's talent and Giuliani's knowledge, I would expect that it won't take long for this new combination to get up to speed. This run of dirt late model races will be in addition to a nearly 100 race USAC schedule already set for CV. And there's talk of some winged sprint car races as well between potentially as many as three different teams. As I mentioned before, it would not be outside the realm of possibility for CV to run near 150 races in 2024. And in some schedule news this week, speaking of USAC, the Jim Herdebees Classic at Terre Haute, originally slated for Friday, has been canceled because of weather. USAC says the grounds are already saturated and frigid temperatures are forecasted. So with Terre Haute canceled, the weekend ahead will just include a stop at Red Hill on Saturday for the USAC National Sprint Cars. With six races complete so far in 2024, Logan Seavey is the championship leader right now over CJ Leary and Kevin Thomas Jr. If you want some more dirt racing content this week, might I point you towards the other various podcasts out there. Wing Nation has Bryce Lucius fresh off of that win in Ohio this past weekend, and High Limit's Brad Sweet. Quick Time has Justin Henderson. Dirt Tracks and Rib Racks has Troy Morris. Hoagie's Garage has a pair of Central Pennsylvania drivers, Devin Borden and Kyle Moody. Across the Groove has Larry Antea. Plum Wild has Matt Selby. Getting Up to Speed. Speed has Gage Garcia. And there are new episodes of The Dirt Reporters, Dirt Track Confessions, Turn to Terrible's Racing Roundup, and The Driver's Project. To see a full listing of all of the dirt racing podcasts and their most recent episodes, head over to dirttracker.com/podcasts. That's it for the daily show today. If you don't already, make sure to hit up dirttracker.com/theslider and sign up for our free email newsletter. It goes out periodically with pieces from writers that aren't me. I started up, kind of highlight others who are creating content in the sport and use the platform that I've built to help elevate them. And I'd say at this point, you guys probably hear from me plenty, so let's elevate some other people. And in the past, that list of contributors has included some well-known names, guys like Matt Weaver and Pat Sullivan. Plus, we've featured some other new and emerging voices like Spence Smithback, Jacob Horde, and Jordan Willman. You can sign up free to get those delivered right to your email inbox, and you can check out all of the past issues as well over at dirttracker.com/theslider. I hope you guys have a great Wednesday out there. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.